Now, my dear friends and brothers, what will happen if you do this work? What will happen if you don't do this work? Why? Because sometimes what happens, Colonel Amiruddin comes. He's an army crack fellow with a hole in his brain. You see, gets angry, says something to you. You say, oh, that colonel came and he cursed me, so now I'm not going in tabligh. Finished. You see. Why? This is because we don't understand what is the benefit of tabligh to me. If I were to understand the benefit of tabligh, suppose I go to a shop. You see, to a shop. And a fellow is a tailor or a cutter, you see, or selling some goods. I take his scissors, cutting scissors, and bang him on the head. I say, hey, you idiot, close your shop. Your shop is a useless thing. Just because I say that, will he close his shop? Tell me. Will he, brother? He knows that if he closes his shop, he stops. So when we will understand, then we close the shop of tabligh and da'wat, we will also starve of iman. Then we'll never close the shop. Whether Colonel Amiruddin will curse me, or somebody else will curse me, or somebody will slap me, I will take the slap and the curses, but I'll remain in tabligh. You understand, my dear brothers? Yes, sir. So what is the benefit of tabligh and da'wat? As long as you are in tabligh and da'wat, iman is going up. You see, even in the animal kingdom of America, where a man marries a man and a woman marries a woman, and a woman and a man live under the common law. You see, there is no nikah, common law wife. The government says common law wife. You see. Then there is the nudist colony, where mashallah, all the father, mother, son, daughter, daughter-in-law, father-in-law, son-in-law, everybody takes off their clothes in front of each other and shake hands and talk with each other. And they walk about for 2 days in that nudist colony. And there is a sentry standing at the gate. He takes away the clothes and gives a receipt. You see, mashallah, you have handed over one pant, one coat, one tie. You see. And the women have handed over their dresses, their underclothing and everything, mashallah. Then everybody, after taking the receipt, I don't know where they keep that receipt. Because they have no clothes on. Anyhow, mashallah, that is their lookout. Anyhow, they go from there. You land at Los Angeles aerodrome, you come outside, as soon as you come out, you see, welcome to the nudist colony. So even in this animal kingdom, my dear friends and brothers, you see, one dancing girl, she embraced Islam, you see, and her husband. They used to dance in those discos, you know the disco? Where they are the wine glasses and dim lights, you see, little tables, and the American girls with the little bikinis and the little brassieres are sitting there. And mashallah, all the Muslims of all over the world, you see, go to these places. So it was decided by Mashwara, you see, that we will also go to this place. So when we went to this place and rang the bell, one woman came out, you see, with a small little brassiere and a little bikini on. And she said, yes, gentlemen, what can I do for you? You see, when we saw her, I really tell you, I was shaking from head to foot. I didn't know what to do. But anyhow, it was decided by Mashwara to go, so we went. You see. I said, you see, we want to speak to the owner of this hotel. His name was Ahmad. He was a Palestinian Arab. So, she said, all right, I'll bring him just now. And she caught hold of him like a little chicken. You know, like you catch a little chicken in the right hand, his neck like this. He said, Ahmad darling, your friends want to see you. When we saw this, my dear friends, I really tell you, I pray to Allah that none of our friends ever witness such a scenery. You see, it takes a big heart to witness that scenery. So this Ahmad said, that brothers with your turbans, big beards, long kurtas, why have you come here? He said, we have come because you have advertised Khyber Pass, the nightclub of Khyber Pass, so we have come to see this. We also are human beings, we want to see this, what is inside this. Are you want to go inside? I said, yes, my darling brother, we are speaking in plain English, we want to go inside. So he looked at us up and down. Anyhow, we went inside. When we went inside, there are small tables, little red lights, that's all. You see. And you could hear the tingling of the glasses, you see, and the beautiful jazz music. A test, get a test, get a brown and yellow basket. I really tell you, brother, may we never go into that scenery again. But it was decided by Mashwara to go, so we went. And all our friends were sitting with the beautiful American girls in the lap, and the 33, in a small beads they have like this, only 33, in that, subhanallah, and the wine glass in the right hand, mashallah. Subhanallah, mashallah. So anyhow, we got them together, and in the Syria, had marched for 1,000 miles on foot from Damascus to Halab and Halab to Lazakhia. So I spoke to them in the Arabic language. They were all Arabs. Yes, 1 hour, and cried, and they cried. 14 fellows came outside. Went for 4 months cash from there. You see. Then those 14 fellows became the leaders, you see, in Central America, you see, for Tabligh and Dawat. With them came one dancer. She was an American girl, Afro-American. And her husband, he used to play the drums and she used to dance. She said, I also, with my husband, want to embrace Islam. I said, Mashallah, you are very lucky. She said, what am I to do? I said, 4 things. This is what Rasulullah showed the Sahabas, 4 things. And anybody that does these 4 things, his iman will change. He will see Jannat and Dozakh in front of his eyes. So said, what are the 4 things? I said, Ibadat. You see, pray to Allah. Fast in the month of Ramadan. And if Allah gives you the wealth, you see, pay the poor tax and perform pilgrimage once in your lifetime. This is a small little book. You see, we are only a few people in America. This is a vast country. It stretches 3,500 miles from east to west and 2,500 miles from north to south. Those were the beginning days where you had to say your prayers on the ice at many times. You see, kicked out of mass, brought into courts, beaten up. You see, oh, very hard days those were. So, I told her, this is the book, you take this book, you and your husband study, this is my telephone number. If you get into difficulty, you phone to me. I will try my best to reply to you. And in the city that you stay, there are a lot of Muslims, you can ask them also. The second thing to do is to invite your family. You see, give them the invitation. With the invitation, the things that you will invite your family to will go into your heart. Because your ear is near your tongue. So when you talk with your tongue, it will enter first your ear and then your heart. And then it will enter the hearts of the people whom you are addressing. You see, this is the rule of Allah. So you do this and give this invitation with strength. Don't be afraid of anyone. Allah will help you. And the third thing to do is the Talim of Fadail. This is a book in English, Teachings of Islam, and you can get this in your city also. It doesn't cost much money. You note the name of this. The author is Maulana Muhammad Zakaria, Rahmatullah Alayh. In those he was alive.